Hello, welcome to Chew My Truck podcast number 150. I am your host, Sid Souter. We started things off this week with a track by Matt and Kim. That one's called Block After Block. It's on the band's new album, Sidewalks, which came out November 2nd of this year on the Fader label. And it's a very solid album. I don't fall for it quite the way I did for the first album, but I really like that track there, so that can make up for all else, right? I've got lots of music for you this week, so no time to talk. Let's jump right back into it. This is The Lovely Eggs.
And I know that you want it.
A fun romp. That is One Happy Island with the bike song. That's on the band's self-titled album that came out July of this year on Oddbox Records, band out of Boston. I saw them a couple months ago opening up for Allo Darlin' and really enjoyed them. Very happy to get that album. Before that was a band called The Lovely Eggs, and that band is from Lancaster in England. The name of the song is I Like Birds and I Like Other Animals Too. I found that on a compilation also released on Oddbox Records called Broadcast 1, New Music Handpicked by Dandelion Radio. Not sure how that all works out. And I believe that is a, maybe the song's a year or two old, but I know they're working on a new album as well. So I'll keep an eye out for that one, mixing some of that Riot Girl influence back into the pop scene from the Northwest, even if they're from the Northwest of England. All right, as I said, more music, not much time to talk. Go, go, go. This is Essex Channel from Chicago. and Boom. That is Shagu Takumoru with the song Tracking Elevator from his album Port Entropy. That is a Japanese release on Peavine Records, but I hear it's got a 2011 release planned on, I think, Polyvinyl. So if you enjoy that mixing of indie pop and kind of Japanese influence there, I mean, he's in Japan and can't help but influence him, right? Then keep an eye open for that. Otherwise, dig out that album on Peavine. They released it in April in Japan, a later release on somebody else in Europe, and then, of course, 2011, we're going to get it here in the States, and I think that's on Polyvinyl. Before that, we heard from Essex Channel with the song Last Time as One from the album Love is Proximity. That is actually a 2009 release, September of 2009, self-released by Travis Lee Wiggins, who is Essex Channel. I really, really like that album. That track there kind of reminds me of Owen, but other things are much poppier, kind of in a Bishop Allen or Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin sort of way. Not sure why people aren't all over that band, but part of it might be because he's constantly changing things up. He told me that while he enjoyed that album, his next work will be a little more experimental, kind of similar to previous projects he's done in the past. So we'll see how that works out. It's definitely worth keeping an eye on him. All right. Gosh, let me give you a little more information about the podcast. I want to let you know how things work around here. Every week I get new music, I listen to it, and I play it on the podcast. It's pretty much that simple. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, whatever. We'll get through it together. Hopefully I make good choices and make a good podcast, and you come back week after week to listen to it. Otherwise, I'm just talking to myself. But that's okay, because I enjoy that sort of thing. Typically, it's an indie pop affair. You never know exactly what sort of a shading you're going to get on that, whether it be from math rock to, I don't know, grand alternative rock, who knows. But sometimes it dips into metal. And sometimes I have to be true and go ahead and play that for you, too. So I've got a couple of tracks here for you, and both are going to be entertaining, so don't worry about that. Let's start things off here with a track by Finland's Lordi. We'll be right back.
en halv till Norge hans kurs var nästande bland god brand skripper han fanns sin krav där vanket så plådig en panne väl upp för dag de kommer väl över den hede väl Romsdals kuster han styrer i land är klärt det sig för en fjende han är fullte efter 1400 man som alle hade
frem all folk rett mannet i krenke holdingen samme makt rørte ei dem de spottet den i greten det enke vel opp for dag de kommer vel over den hede.
Still with me there? Good. Glad I didn't scare you away. I really like that. That is the band Tyr from the Faroe Islands, actually. The name of that song is Sinclair's Visa, which translates to Sinclair's Song. That is on the band's album Land, which was a 2008 release on Napalm Death. That song is sung in Danish, kind of an ancient Danish, I'm told, using the poetry of Edvard Stærm, an 18th century poet, using traditional Scandinavian melodies, which is kind of how the band usually works things. They are in the Viking metal subgenre, which I think now likes to be called pagan metal, but you can call it whatever you want. Just don't do it to their face because they probably have swords and wear armor. Before that was Lordi from Finland. That song was called Zombie Rock Machine. That's on the band's latest album, Babies for Breakfast. That came out September of this year on The End Records. That is a Finnish band, probably famous for winning the Eurovision Song Contest, I think in 2006 or so. That was a fantastic album, and I was reminded of that when watching a documentary on Finnish metal, recommended to me by Chip, and thought, I wonder what the band's up to, and found out they had just released a new album, so made a few calls, got that album, and, you know, happy I did. It's certainly not as good as the first album, and Hard Rock Hallelujah will never be surpassed, but that one there, Zombie Rock Machine, was a good one. Well, I see I'm out of time, so let me go ahead and wrap things up. Let you know that you've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 150. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. We're going to close things out this week with a track by the Corin Tucker Band. Corin, of course, famous for her work in Sleater-Kinney, as well as other acts, but mostly Sleater-Kinney. This song I'm going to play is called Big Goodbye. This is off her new album, 1,000 Years, which just came out October 5th of this year on Kill Rock Stars. The album is good. I think some of it is a little more mellow. You get to hear her sing, which you hadn't in a long time. And then you also get to hear her scream, and then you hear monster guitar riffs as well. And that's one of the tracks I've chosen. That gives you a little bit of each of those, gives you an idea of what this album's about, and see if it's something that you might want to jump into. So thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next week.